Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 12th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High southeast in England, 1,034, slow moving, intensifying 1,042 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s, Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in Cromarty, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, except in south at Cira. Showers, good. Time, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, except in southeastern German Bight. Occasionally 6 later in time, Dogger and Fisher. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Biscay. Northeast, veering east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 to 6 in east, drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. South Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 in east, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise southerly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Irish Sea, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southeast 4 to 6, veering south 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Hebrides. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. South 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Fair Isle. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in west, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain developing, fog patches at first in southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in southeast Iceland, then becoming moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 5, 8 miles, 1030, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 3, 16 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 3, 32 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south, 2, 13 miles, 1030, now falling. Aberdeen, north, 1, 13 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Lucas, calm, mist, 3 miles, 1032, now falling. Boomer, west by south, 2, 14 miles, 1,034, rising. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1,034, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,035. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast, 3, 1,035, rising more slowly. Jersey, east-southeast, 3, 19 miles, 1,035, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast by south, 4, more than 27 miles, 1,035. Scilly automatic, east-southeast, 2, 8 miles, 1,033, now falling. Milford Haven, east by north, 3, drizzle, 1 mile, 1,033, rising. Aberporth, south-southeast, 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,033, rising more slowly. Valley, south, 4, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 3, 5 miles, 1,033, rising slowly. Valentia, east-southeast, 2, 9 miles, 1,030, steady. Ronald's Way, southeast, 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Mallon Head, south, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,030, now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, southeast, 3, 12 miles, 1,032, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure will gradually become confined to southeastern parts of England during the course of Sunday, maintaining settled weather conditions across southern and eastern areas. However, Atlantic fronts will bring a little rain at times to western and northern parts, along with a strong southerly wind which will reach gale force later near northwestern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later near Cape Wrath. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in north and occasionally 6 later in south, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West, 2 or 3, backing south or southwest, 3 or 4, then increasing 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time, mainly near the Wash. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first at east, then becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southwest 3 or 4, occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5, then occasionally 6 later in west, occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly 4 or 5, then occasionally 6 later in west. Occasional rain at first, mainly in far east, otherwise fair, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Variable 2 to 4 at first in west, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 6 or 7 later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 5 or 6, then occasionally 7 later in east, perhaps gale 8 later in east. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time at first near shore. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 5 or 6, then occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north, mainly fair, then occasional rain later, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north, mainly fair, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6, then increasing 7 a gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
I'm Tanya Beckett. Cancer will affect 1 in 5 people in our lifetime.
And so it's really uncontrolled growth of a cell in the body. And the type of cancer depends on where and what type of cell that grew uncontrollably.
But harnessing our immune system to join in the fight has been a complicated journey.
Cancer is an extremely diverse disease. So each instance of cancer is unique in some way.
Developing targeted treatments is the key to better outcomes for patients.
So the cancer cells may be hiding somewhere, and then we know that there's a high risk for this to come back, but it's a good opportunity to tackle those potentially residual cells.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, are we close to a cancer vaccine?
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Emergency crews have been battling deadly wildfires in Los Angeles for a fifth day as they try to control the flames ahead of the return of strong winds. At least 13 people are now known to have been killed. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
We have this rather ominous sounding forecast for the next few days that the winds are really going to step up again. Maybe not as bad as we had a few days ago at the beginning of this crisis, but they'll certainly be very strong and they could go on for several days. The middle of the week is what they're saying, and that's the last thing that the firefighters want to hear. They're currently trying to douse the flames with water, fire-retarding chemicals from the air using fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters. And if the winds get so strong, that kind of attack on these fires simply isn't possible.
The US special counsel, who led federal investigations into Donald Trump, has resigned from the Justice Department. Jack Smith had already dropped the criminal cases against Mr. Trump in the wake of his election victory in November. From Washington, Merlin Thomas reports.
Jack Smith has led 2 federal probes into Donald Trump, one on his attempts to overturn his 2020 election defeat and another on his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Both of those were shelved after Mr. Trump won November's election, referring to the established practice of not prosecuting a serving president. But Mr. Smith had hoped to release a report giving details of his investigations. Recent court decisions cast doubt on whether that would indeed take place. Mr. Trump had continued to fight the release of such details, proclaiming his innocence and describing Mr. Smith as deranged. He had threatened to sack the special counsel as soon as he returned to the White House.
Merlin Thomas reporting. There have been celebrations in parts of Sudan after the army captured the eastern city of Wad Madani from their paramilitary rivals.